Now, we will listen to Natalia Mandina, a full-time professor of the biology and math in UNAM, in Mexico, in structure, line, guidelines in education and research, science, education, and research. Let's see. Structures and objectives of education and research in science, their origins. Thank you for the invitation. I'm sorry that I'm speaking about something I'm not an expert. I'm very new at this. I really wanted to broaden something that was said earlier about math. I really what I could strongly say is that math can be used to pose our hypotheses of how something works. And this allows us to evaluate our whether our hypotheses are adequate or sufficient. This is something I wanted to address, but unfortunately I won't address this, hopefully in another occasion. I am conscious of the global tendencies in financing of research, so I wanted to learn about the broader panorama, specifically in Mexico. In the last few decades, public financing has been giving away to private use of human and material resources in technological development. So in some countries, investment has been declining in public financing has been declining. And also there's been more links between education and the market and private interests. And this fundamentally changed the nature of academics. There are different areas of research. Specialists would be the ones who should speak of these topics. But I decided to do research about the general situation, and I found that one of the aspects that interested me, there are no studies about this. So now as a researcher in higher education, I find that there's greater demand to bring economic resources to the institution, even in countries that we would think have a more social orientation, like Finland. There's reduction in public spending. And what happens is the position that the academic occupies depends on them obtaining financing. So public financing is going toward areas which are not of public interest. And this this affects the research that we decide to do and moves us toward being oriented toward the market more than human development in our research. the impact. This impacts financing and the direction that research takes. In Mexico, I found there was few studies, or studies were not accessible, on laboratories and positions of the National Science and Technology Center, without being paranoid that science is ending in Mexico, we should know how this works. I'm a member of one of these national laboratories. I'm within this system that I'm going to criticize. The law of science and technology of Mexico establishes the policies of the state in research and innovation in science and technology. One of the objectives is to increase the capacities to resolve the big national problems. So how are those defined? Development of the country and well-being. Another point is basic science and technological innovation, and also increase the GNP, basically. So we should ask if these are the objectives that science should have. So now addressing my principal topic, what are the national laboratories? These are specialized research units for development, science and development. Their functions are research, formation of human resources, and service lending. In the objectives of the national labs, these include financial sustainability, which is interesting because, in general, these are things that within a public institution, but have their own objectives and a different way of operating. So among the ways that financial sustainability can be attained, these include alliances with private businesses to strengthen the laboratory's resources, funding. So these projects try to attain these alliances, private-public alliances. These labs should opt toward projects that provide more funds, so they are thereby favoring institutions that are funding them or businesses that are funding them. So within the objectives, the objectives include overcoming backwardness. These laboratories in 2006 started, and every year they're setting up new, there are like openings to set up new laboratories. So private institutions can also establish these laboratories, but they're businesses, but they're using public funding for education. So addressing the program of scientific and technological development, these laboratories are within all the areas which are up on the board, which I can't really read, but I see biology, social science, humanities, medicine, engineering. And the objectives of the national laboratories currently, these objectives are strengthen collaboration between scientists and technologists to generate synergies, that magic word, and positive feedback between academics and other aspects of societies, and develop, implement, and implement strategies that allow for economic sufficiency of labs and their profitability. There are many of these laboratories already established. I'm giving a few examples here. For example, emerging diseases, another one in a private university is in Monterrey. One in Chiapas is the National Lab of Housing and Sustainable Communities. One of my objectives of this presentation is that this is a topic that we are informed as a community to be watching over the development so that these don't serve the wrong interests. We have to be controlling the financing. So I will close my presentation with a couple of slides. First, like the Zapatistas do, with questions. I think it's very important to ask ourselves, what's happened with education, with financing, and as far as models of financing recently? How have the research objectives changed with the adoption of these models? Now, on a local level, has financing become more equitative? And what function do the public resources serve? What objectives do these national laboratories have? Do they relate to the needs of society? What logic do they follow? It's not a logic that I think is correct. Finally, a few proposals. Tasks which I think I need to follow, carry out studies which document these objectives and of the national laboratories. Other is evaluate their contributions and how they link with the operating economic system. Think of a inclusive national project. How can these laboratories be evaluated in relation to an inclusive nation? And propose priorities to indicate routes that will allow us to attain public needs. And is this public-private financing mean that there will be budget cuts in education and research? I hope that this is not the beginning of the end. And now I finish.